It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Hey, welcome back. Good morning. And man, what a nice morning. Sunshine, 45 degrees. I'm liking that. And double delicious because I got Janet Gageland in, our favorite historian. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I loved the pop-up toaster segment that we did last week. We're talking inventions. We're going to talk inventions again.
Yeah, you know, and the pop-up toaster was a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, otherwise you'd have to put it on a griddle or whatever, put it over an open fire and like you were camping. So it was good.
It was cumbersome to make before the pop-up toaster.
Yeah.
And that was in Stillwater, which wasn't that far away, and it made it to the Gamble store here locally, so that's the tie-in.
Right.
What are we covering today?
Well, you know, back in those times, there were lots of bakeries in our city, you know, so if you wanted something, buns, whatever, you'd go to the bakery and you would buy what you needed. So if you wanted a loaf of bread, you'd go to the bakery, or you'd make it yourself, you know, so there's a lot of baking kind of stuff going on. After we got the toaster, then we got, in 1927, a fellow from Davenport, Iowa, said, well, you know, we got this toaster, and maybe people should have a better way of slicing their bread. So he came up with an invention, lots of little knives, they're very sharp, very thin, and it would go through or push itself through a loaf of bread that was loaded on the front of the slicer. But people were a little skeptical because, well, what if it dries out? You know, what am I going to do with this bread? Because it just sliced it. That was all it would do. It would be okay if you probably were in a bakery because they would find a way to handle that. But, he came up with a slicer. About a year later, a fellow said, well, we can do this better. So he worked on the slicer. And now he added a bagging part of it. So the bread would come out, and then it would go into a plastic bag. Prior to that, they were trying to hold it together with pins. And, you know, so here's a loaf of bread. It's not in anything. They didn't even wrap it in paper, probably.
Really? You just went in and took it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we have a person who came up with a bread slicer. So, I mean, that's another great invention.
Right.
You know? So bakeries finally got on board in probably about 1933. 80% of the bakeries were selling sliced bread.
I bet that was a novelty when it first came out. It's like, you get your bread sliced? Really?
They probably charged a little extra for it, too.
Yeah.
Maybe added 25 cents a loaf because the machines probably were a little bit expensive because they were kind of new on the market. But it made making sandwiches a lot easier.
I bet it did.
Yeah. So then you think, okay, well, what did these people put on their toast or their sandwiches? So 1920, that one is from the local grocery store. So you could, in 1920, you probably had people who made a lot of their homemade jams and jellies, but you could buy some. So two jars of strawberry jam, 73 cents.
Wow.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And this comes from Dietz and Murray.
Right, and they were located approximately where the old Ben Franklin was.
Okay.
That area there.
And I love the phone number, 78.
Yeah. Life was simple.
Life was very simple, a two-digit phone number.
Yep. And then you have Vovis Grocery Store coming out in 1921.
You could get grape jelly and Crocs here for $1.50. I love it when you bring these old newspaper ads in here.
Yeah.
This is good.
So this one shows us that they had peanut butter back in 1921, but you would have it in a big vat or a big pail type thing, and you'd bring your own container and then scoop it out by the pound. So then you would buy it by the pound. So that's how they sold it. They didn't say, okay, here's a jar of Skippies or whatever. That wasn't until like 1928, maybe, where you could buy Peter Pan, I think, was the first peanut butter that came along. Skippy's 32, you know, so.
But before that, you just go in and fill it up yourself.
Yes.
Wow.
So then you would buy it by the pound.
We're kind of getting back to that in some areas.
Yes.
Yeah. With some items.
Right. So we have a pop-up toaster. We have a slicing machine or bread slicer. We have peanut butter. We have jelly. And what else would be the next part of the story? Well, it would be bread.
Okay.
And bread that was made, you know, manufactured in a, like a factory, so to speak.
Make toast more flavorful with wholesome bread.
Yes.
I love this. I love these ads.
But it was wholesome.
It was wholesome.
Yep.
The fresher bread.
Yeah, right, right. So that was the next step then, was making this available, not in a bakery, but in a grocery store. So you go in and you buy a loaf of bread in a grocery store. So after Wholesome, which came out probably in around like maybe 1938, its big claim to fame was it was soft bread, and it was good for sandwiches. And this was kind of like a regional thing. So there were a couple others that also made bread. 1939, you have the Old Home, and their claim to fame was that it was stone ground, especially the wheats. So now you're getting in not just the white breads anymore, but now you're getting into other breads that were, and these things are still available.
Yeah, right? they're still out there.
Mm-hmm. Again, it depends where you live, but because it is somewhat regional.
Mm-hmm. And then my favorite.
Is it?
Wonder Bread. Yeah, that takes me back to being a kid.
Does it?
I just like the packaging that
yes,
they had when I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
So Mom would always buy that because it was like, you know, scream and holler because the other bread didn't look as good in the package.
I know. Packaging had a lot to do
with it. A lot to do with it. And Wonder was so colorful and still is, you know, to this day.
Yeah. I think you can probably buy it at Walmart. I'm not sure if they have the bread, but just the buns.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some pastry type things, but... Yeah, this one, its claim to fame was it's slow-baked, S-L-O, slow-baked. So
clever.
Not going to be burned by any means.
Back then, it was Wholesome, it was Old Home, and Wonder Bread.
Basically,
those were the big three.
Yeah, okay. And again, it was regional. You know, probably if you went to another part of the United States, you wouldn't find Wholesome. You would find whatever their bread company was making. So you know, you think back then to... Just this last weekend, I think it was the 12th of April, was National Grilled Cheese Sandwich Day.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. And I had grilled cheese on Sunday,
did
too.
You?
Yes, I did, just for that reason.
So, I mean, the pop-up toaster, the bread slicer, the breads that you could buy in a grocery store, not in a bakery, really, really changed the whole dynamic of toast. And sandwiches.
Well, really, and that's kind of like the whole bread landscape from the toaster to the slicer to everything else.
Yep.
To the packaging.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
So then you have the saying, it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Well, now we know where that all started.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It all started with those inventions that kind of piggybacked each other and just made a lot of sense.
You know, and I remember you bring up bakeries, too. I remember going into Moan's Bakery over in Brecken to the Dutchman's over here in Wahpeton. And just that smell that would just hit you. And it was like, oh, that is like heaven. You know, it really is. Good stuff. But, yeah, that's back when you'd buy bread and you'd just take it out of the store.
Yep.
The greatest thing since sliced bread. I love that.
Yep.
I love that.
People use that saying a lot, you know, just to make the impression that this is really good. You know, not bread, but we're talking about something else, perhaps.
Right.
But
And what side of the bread is your where's your butter on which side of the bread? I've heard that one, too.
Yeah.
Whatever side of the bread your butter.
Whatever side you butter your bread.
Something like that, Something
right.
like that.
Correct.
We're talking bread today. I love this. And inventions. Now, we're back to a crime spree next week.
Well, 1926 didn't really give us a lot of stuff. It did.
Yeah.
But it just took a while to find it, you know. So we've got some crime spree stuff again. But, you know, it's not ones that are going to be lasting for a long time. Unfortunately, they're crimes that no one ever solved.
Colorful characters, though. We were talking about that earlier.
We
had some colorful characters, you know, committing crimes around here.
Oh, yeah, and they just move from one town to another.
Yeah, just on and on they go.
Yeah.
Janet Gageland talking Wahpeton history. Thank you for this this bread tip
you bet.
Going on today, and look forward to our conversation next week, as always.
Good to be here.
Talking history with Janet Gageland, one of our favorite segments here, The Voice of the Valley, AM 1450. KBMW Morning Zoo is up next.
This is Kelly from Farm City Supply. It's never too early to start planning for your spring gardening needs. Our garden seed packets have arrived. Whether you like starting your plants indoors or you want the best selection, now is the perfect time to check out the seeds we have available right here in Breckenridge. At Farm City Supply, we have everything your garden will need this year, from tillers and rakes to gloves and fences. Stop into Farm City Supply in Breckenridge. Hardware, farm, home.
Planning to remodel or building a new home? Every detail matters. For 28 years, Dakota Cabinetry has delivered quality kitchen installations across the area, building a reputation for craftsmanship, design, and professional installation.